Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible could be considered hate speech in Europe, and that philosophy may also come to America. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This week, you alerted me, David, to a bill that is being considered by the Scottish Parliament, and it has some potential of making it a hate crime to preach and to teach the Word of God. Explain this bill.
Well, the article I sent you was published to the Christian Institute website, and the Christian Institute article carried the title, "Atheist Intends to Criminalize Bible If Scott Hate Crime Bill Is Passed." And the opening paragraph read as follows, "An atheist activist has welcomed the Scottish government's controversial hate crime bill as an opportunity to report the Bible in church sermons for so-called hate speech. Atheists saw some merit in the SNP's hate crime and public order, that's the Scotland bill, as it will enable the prosecution of all Scotland's religions and their holy books for spreading hatred."
Well, David, it leaves me with a couple of questions to ask. Number one, do you see the possibility of something like this coming to the United States? And then number two, if it does, how do we as believers respond?
Well, Jimmy, when we were discussing the government mandates related to COVID-19 a few weeks ago, it was obvious that some of our listeners were concerned that this is exactly what's already happening here in this country. There's definitely been movement in thinking about this among believers. You know, initially, almost everyone was willing to be tolerant, at least temporarily, although some were defiant from the beginning. But now that we're over 8 months into this, I'm seeing more and more believers saying enough is enough. And with the CDC's report this week that only 6% of reported COVID-19 deaths had no other comorbidity or high-risk factors, more are agreeing we've been played. In today's political, social, and religious climate in America, I think it's just a matter of time before more and more of what we would hold as biblical teaching is going to end up being challenged, including in the courts. And I think there will be hard lines crossed if and when we're told we cannot preach or teach certain passages from Scripture or incorporate biblical principles into our doctrinal statements or business practices. If that happens, then we'll have no choice but to take a stand, even if it means arrest, conviction, and jail time. When it comes to that, Jimmy, our greater allegiance is to the Lord and His Word.
David James with Bible in Hand, explaining how the Bible and preaching from the Bible could be considered hate speech and not allowed under government mandate. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Should the United States government pass legislation that would define the Bible and preaching from the Bible as hate speech, Christians must defy that government mandate. We must obey God rather than man. That's Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...